Hello, Fly Nation. Welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 177 on how to graduate into your own evolution. Well, you know that I truly by heart believe that living and leading authentically is the only way to happiness that sustains, because happiness, as I don't get tired to share, is an inside job. It has nothing to do with money or with status or with being impactful. That's why all of the stars that really screw up and are not at all happy and try to escape reality by taking drugs or alcohol or whatever, and so many just even die from it. That is the best sign that money and all of that, like rock stars or big stars, that this is not the thing that will make you happy in life. You need to find something that is, that initiates your happiness from the inside. It might even just be to be alive, or your relationships, or whatever it might be in your case, but something that is, that comes from the inside, and it also has to do with your higher purpose and mission. So that is something beyond yourself. And the thing is, how you graduate into your own revolution is to you embrace where you are, no matter how much it sucks. And then you just show up like you are, and you improve from there, and find your own path, and stop trying to copy others, or the sucking fake play, which is just corrupting your soul, just because we are conditioned that we are not enough, and that's why we pretend to be more. And by doing that, that is obviously self-denial, self-oppression, and self-sabotage in all forms. And that has a lot to do with all the beliefs we are conditioned, and the beliefs we have are like a lens in which we experience the world. So once we change our beliefs and perspectives, we have a view onto a whole other world. That's often why I'm sharing. Just do the opposite. So that initiates the completely different perspective, and that can open up new views and new possibilities. So what you need to know is the beliefs are neither true nor real, but our mind really tries everything to keep us safe and to make us believe that this is the true case. And from that, our expectations and, of course, our actions and reality evolves. And if you don't like it in the current situation, you need to change it. And we evolve by going on a journey of transformation. And a journey of transformation starts off with introspection and with taking inventory. So, find out who you are, what you want from life, what your purpose is, what your core goals are. And the more you try to live up to your true self, the happier you are, despite outer circumstances. Because the more you are in alignment, the easier balancing life gets, and the greater serenity you step in. And relationships, for example, or any so-called mistakes are not really mistakes. They are just a step stone into the direction of evolving into our true self. So anxiety is firmly avoiding the feelings, or being not capable to feel the feelings. And that's why we block the feelings that we don't want to feel. The grief comes up and it really roots us. It's a defense mechanism preventing us from feeling the feelings that we are not expressing, right? So we pretend everything's okay when indeed we feel terrible, but we don't express those feelings. And then contemplation takes place, and the problem is the shame and the guilt are inhibitory emotions that block the feeling of the core emotions, like fear, like anger, like joy, like excitement or disgust. And when we inhibit the core emotions, then we experience the shame and guilt and anxiety. But we have to understand that this is really a defense mechanism, and that the only way to the other side is through it. That doesn't mean that you have, like, for example, therapy does it, to go through all of the horrible trauma and situations. No, not at all. But what we need to do is to really acknowledge, yes, that is like I'm feeling. And if I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling sad. Why not? Right? If I'm present to the feeling, if I acknowledge whether I like it or not, is not the question here. Just stay present to the feeling, be willing to feel it, and it will go away. And you get out on the other side, and by doing that with everything that comes up, you are able to really discover yourself more and more, and at least ending into oneness. And we need to have conversations and connections with others. That is another part of it. So we graduate into our own evolution by really discovering ourselves, but also by really stating what is true for us, and not by tolerating any any behavior that is against our core values, because that also corrupts your our souls. And once we do that, we can see different possibilities, and we start moving towards what is really true for us. So an accurate audit of yourself and your behavior, and as part of the journey of inspection, is the starting point to really getting rid of those feelings. Because, well, if it's like in my case, I have stuffed down emotions I didn't want to feel for decades, right? And sooner or later, they come up from the basement, and it gets worse and worse until we are able and willing to feel them, and by doing so, transform them. And by doing so, we get to know each feeling more closely, and we discover our real, true, authentic self. And more the negative feelings disappear. And that's the real benefit of the transformation and the gift we get when we really dig deep and are willing to feel the feelings that before we tended to stuff down. So that's how we graduate into our own evolution, by really being willing to be present, to acknowledge whatever is, and to feel the feelings that want to be felt. And that's it for today. You could practice it a little bit yourself. There's nothing that really can happen. Just stay present, and you will experience less of it. And that's the real path to transformation, and that's what I wish for you. Thanks so much for listening in today. Step fully into yourself and who you are, and talk to you next week. Bye bye.